Today's Data for Good episode was about sustainability in machine learning. We spoke with Patrick Yenikin. He is research lead at Aran AI. They are the medical AI solution provider. They create conversational agents for medical practices around Germany. They're Berlin-based, and they are wholly AI product-focused. So this is a really important topic for him, philosophically, but also strategically, as their business evolves and as the whole industry of machine learning evolves. Sustainability is something that we need to start considering. Enjoy the podcast. Are today's global tech leaders doing enough in ethical thought leadership around AI?
I think they're doing a lot, but I don't think that they're doing enough. I think that there are like two competing directions that we currently see. We have mostly CEOs or tech leaders on the one side who are pushing towards the max of using, for instance, large language models, particularly referring to Sam Altman here, or maybe also Zuckerberg. On the other side, we have others that are, proposing to stop further development of large language models of deep learning technology in general, in order to, or because they are supposedly going to destroy our world or destroy humanity as such. I don't think that. I think both positions are equally wrong. For instance, I read recently Sam Altman was saying that there's going to be the opportunity to build AI-based unicorns single-handedly for single persons. I don't think that that's a direction that we should go into, because that at the same time raises the question, how should that work? And also states that basically everything that has to be automated in some way would be done by something like a large language model without further human interaction or without further human involvement, actually, or knowledge involvement as such.
We've opened the can of worms. There's a lot of hysteria already and a lot of naysayers from particularly from folks who are particularly educated on the topic and people who are completely ignorant to the topic. And not that they should be educated, but yeah, there's also a lot happening that impacts everybody. From your perspective as a research lead in the AI field, do you want to give me a quick overview as to sustainability, what's currently going on, what the current state is?
So the current state, as I see it, is that we're looking at some sort of an arms race between the tech giants and providing this new technology, or this, supposedly new technology. It's not so new if you look into detail. But if I see again Sam Altman saying that he's going to raise billions for building a network of AI chip factories, and that it's going to need a lot more energy than it already needs today, and then that we will need to have a breakthrough in energy sources for perpetuating that kind of work and that kind of usage of this technology. Or also that Mark Zuckerberg says that he's going to have to buy 350,000 new H100s by the end of this year. I mean, that's a $10 billion investment, and pushing that to the max. I see that those people do not really seem to have the current state of affairs on in this world in their mind. Just looking at this idea of, okay, we need a breakthrough in energy. When will this happen? I don't know, but we're living in the now, and right now, I don't think that the current kind of direction is the right one.
As well as these headline catching news stories about AI innovation, Are they also doing research that's publicized into sustainability?
Not so much that I know of, to be fully honest. I do think that there are certain movements, but mostly in the open source community, to think about other ways to think about making models smaller, making models less energy hungry, maybe distilling the knowledge of larger models into smaller ones so that they can be used instead. Also, when thinking about maybe utilizing these kinds of language models also in embedded systems and handheld devices and stuff like that, without the need to, contact a server, get an answer and stuff like that, but to actually being able to function on the devices themselves. I think that these are directions that have, out of the pure need to have it, like less energy consumption in mind.
And to put it in context for people, as much as you and I might enjoy exploring this topic, just going for it, why is it such an important topic for you? And then with that, to make it important for other people, why is it so significant for the environment? Or what makes it so significant for the environment?
Well, first of all, I think that we are just seeing the beginning of the development of this an application of this new technology. And secondly, I would just shoot the question back and ask why shouldn't it be important to me? I mean, I'm a dad of two kids. I live in this world. I live in Germany right now, where everything still goes quite well. But looking at also the news that I see about global warming models, that maybe what they call the hot models are not so wrong after all, that we might face a much higher global warming by the mid of the century. All of these are things that resonate with me and that make me concerned.
But I mean, how much of an impact is machine learning having on the environment? Because there are lots of factors when you look out the window that are impacting global warming, for example. What impact is machine learning having? Give some kind of perspective to it there.
I don't have like actual numbers on the impact that it has, but my thoughts about it are that it certainly has an impact right now already, and that impact will grow. And it's one of those areas where we actually have it in our hands to have an impact ourselves on the development. So, at least for me, for myself, in the area that I work in, I do have the feeling that I can influence things here. And that's why it's so important to me. I don't have any influence over, global ship traffic or stuff like that. So that's of course also another concern, but not mine personally.
No. Okay. Fair. Fair. I think for other folks to realize that machine learning is having a major impact on the environment, and you only have to consider the feel the physical fields and fields of space that data centers take up, and the masses of carbon footprint that they leave on the
Yes.
environment. It is a global topic, one that everyone has to start considering, especially as AI within machine learning is soon to be at everybody's fingertips.
Yes.
Can you think of any cases already of when things have gone wrong, where we've seen major negative impact?
Major negative impact. I mean, I do think that everything that we're seeing right now somehow happens and a certain or given a certain mindset that somehow circulates around using things to solve problems where you actually don't need to use them. I mean, it's like a lot of different kind of tasks are currently considered to be solved, for instance, with large language models. But large language models are like a very, very powerful tool, and you don't need to use those for a lot of different tasks that they are currently used for. And for me, it feels a bit like, I don't know, like taking a tank to go grocery shopping instead of a small car or even your bike if you want.
And when you say powerful, that is also to say massively energy consuming.
Yes, yes,
and
absolutely.
As we talked about earlier, we're running out of non-renewable energy resources, and we're using much more of them on these huge large language models.
Yes, and also if you consider for what large language models are currently used, especially like the OpenAI models, a lot of stuff that I see is more or less just playing around with what the models can do without generating any societal or economical effect to be fully up.
Wouldn't that be more for the purposes of research, though? You know, we have to do 10 different experiments to find the one answer. So when you say playing around, could that also be people trying different things to reach a solution that would be impactful positively, or at least valuable?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, and I'm pretty sure that those models are useful for this purpose. But a lot of other uses that I see is for instance, like story writing for advertising, for instance, where those models are just used to produce text, or just, you know, to, I don't know, summarize your shopping list or some things like that, where I just say, yeah, okay. They certainly can do that, but do you really need a thing that takes that amount of energy to solve the task for doing that? That's a question that that just keeps me up at night.
Yeah. Well, with that then, do you think would the common person soon be obliged, like we did when we all changed from these plastic shopping bags to basket weave bags, long life bags? Do you think we'll get to a point where we will be encouraging people to do the ethical thing and not use AI for their shopping list summarizations and a bunch of other tiny little commercial endeavors?
No, actually, I don't think so. I think that overburdens the individual who typically has no idea on what kind of models are used for a certain application. I think that rather the producers of these applications must be taken. Must be taken, or must have to consider the effects that their solutions, their applications have on, for instance, energy consumption, and that they somehow maybe even need to certify their solutions in a certain way, so that they are not wasting energy for solving stuff that can long be solved otherwise.
Okay, super. So the burden might not be so much on the layman who doesn't know much, doesn't know the technical backdrop, but it should be on the professionals who are building these models.
Yes.
And you mentioned certifying their solutions. Practically speaking, either right now or in the very near future, what do you think the common machine learning engineer or common data scientist should be doing to be ethically or environmentally compliant? Are there activities that they can do as part of a process to be doing more good than harm?
I think the easiest thing probably is to not stop critical thinking about how you approach certain ideas, or how do you approach certain problems. It's like always ask the why question before the how question. I think that's very important. and also to really involve experts in if you're for instance like a business guy having a cool business idea, then involve people who know how to solve these problems instead of just dumping it to some black box kind of solution that large language models are, in fact. And yeah, involve people who know what they're doing, and also who know about the potential impacts that their solutions have.
It's which immediately makes me think about companies across Berlin who were either traditional tech companies or traditional industry companies, or you know, from the traditional industries, and how everybody's jumped on the wagon and we must be providing some kind of AI solution. So in those cases, should they be getting consult from machine learning experts to say, well, you actually don't need this right now and you don't need this at all, and investing this much is going to do more harm than good? Is there a kind of burden there perhaps?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, also, it's not in that particular case, it's not always about the energy consumption or about sustainability issues in general. It's also a question of cost efficiency. It's like you don't need to solve simple tasks with a super complex approach that will cost you a lot of money. There are, in many cases, not in all, I don't want, you know, to be the one saying that never use large language models. They definitely are very powerful tool, and they are very justified in certain circumstances. But there are certain class of problems that you might be faced, which are well understood and can be solved in known ways, and that will keep your impact on energy consumption low, but also your costs.
Okay, I want to go back to this. We've touched on a few points. So there's a direction to not stop in your critical thinking. So that is good practice for a data scientist, and maybe as a whole, the industry might get to the point of certifying solutions as we produce. I'm wondering what other things might data scientists start doing or do differently?
Start doing or do differently. It's, I think, the way how you approach analyzing a certain problem that you're faced with or that you want to solve. And I remember this metaphor that I once read in a blog post. I have totally forgotten who has written it in the first place, but it still resonates with me to this day. And that is this metaphor of the pin and the sledgehammer. It's like if you are confronted with a problem to put a pin into a piece of wood, then it's the big question, what kind of tool are you going to do that? And of course, you can use the big sledgehammer that large language models metaphorically are, and you will get the job done. That's not the question. But the big question is, wouldn't there be other ways to approach the problem, maybe just your thumb, to put the pin into the wood?
So, yeah, I guess that's part of your critical thinking, but also in your preparation, consider what approach you will use. And maybe not just throwing the sledgehammer or not just throwing the money at it, but do what is fit for purpose. Okay. Is there a, to drill a bit deeper down, is there a kind of a set of steps or a process that you would recommend as for best practice in terms of your approach?
You can say it's a bit connected to the critical thinking idea, but it's also, in my opinion, very much connected with the analytical approach to a problem, to break down a problem into the smallest logical bits and then divide and conquer and solve those smaller sub problems in the most efficient way that you can think of.
Like it. I like it. Is this a topic that comes up in your everyday work with RNAi? Do you have to make critical decisions?
Yes,
well, of course
yes,
you do,
of,
but with
of
respect
course.
to sustainability.
Yes, of course. I mean, Aaron, being a company that specializes in conversational AI, of course, we're not untouched with the advent of those large language model solutions, ChatGPT and so on. And our customers are expecting solutions from us that, kind of are the solutions that they also see in the media. And here it's the same thing. So we need to think about what are the problems, the little sub problems that we are confronted with, and where does it make sense to involve large language models as a problem solving technology, and where do we already have the knowledge and also the proprietary technology to solve these little bits by ourselves without the involvement of such large models. And this is definitely a decision that comes up in every day's work.
Interesting. And looking ahead, not just for your team, but for other tech businesses and in any economy like Berlin or London, Amsterdam, do you think this is going to be an emerging topic? Do you think that sustainability is going to become huge, either as a problem or a topic to discuss?
I think so. I think that, and I would count myself into that, we're a generation starting to think about these things, also in our professional life. And it's, in my opinion, it's going to become more important as we move forward in this century and we see all of the different problems unfolding around ourselves. And also, like, thinking a bit more business-like, it's a great marketing tool. If you are the one providing a certain problem or certain solution to a problem with the least CO2 footprint, then that's definitely an argument.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know whether it's the problem or a gimmick, but you see, already there's a lot of solutions for ethical building works powered by AI or AI solutions to global warming, which also happen to have that also happen to take a lot of power to solve. So yeah, there's obvious benefits for business on the commercial side, but I wonder with that, like with the certification of your solutions, whether it will also become under regulation, whether the likes of Sam Altman and Elon Musk are going to be called to question and Zuckerberg brought to certain governmental processes to lay down rules, what they're going to do in terms of sustainability.
So I would rather want to avoid that, but if there is the necessity to have it in the end, then that might be the only viable solution to go into. I do think, like, again, going back to the citation from Altman, that if there's going to be some sort of energy breakthrough, if we as humanity solve this problem and build ourselves an access to energy that is different than we do it today, then things might change again. But until then, I do think that it's paramount to think through these different steps and to think about a sustainable and to think about the impact of the actions that we take.
Okay, great. We've really just touched the surface of this, and I should imagine in 1 year, 2 years, maybe a little bit more, this does become a topic of great concern, just as right now we're in a honeymoon period of it, enjoying all the explorations into AI. So to sum up in my notes from what you've said, not so much a concern, or at least something that the average person needs to take into account, but for data scientists and machine learning engineers and anybody involved in the data process, I should imagine, exercise your critical thinking, take more reasoned steps, and consider your analysis of a problem very deeply, break down that problem, and find the best fit solution rather than the giant sledgehammer.
Exactly, yes.
Do you have any final thoughts on a topic? Any things that you would cast people's attention to as we look forward?
I think so. What really is important to me to convey is this idea of asking the why question before the how question. I think that's, for me, the most important things. Like, do we really need this, and why? Why do we need it? Do we need to do it that way, and why can't we do it? Is there not another way of doing it? And then only if you have thought about the different options, the different alternatives that you have, then decide for the best one. And to understand AI, to understand large language models in particular, as one tool in your toolbox, and not as the one solution that I just throw things at and I get the answer back that I want.
That's great, Patrick. Yeah, that's great. I think that does plant an important seed in people's mind. Outside of this topic, or within this topic, Aaron AI, what's going on across the business? What kind of great things are you doing in the market this year? What can we expect to see?
So what can we expect to see? I mean, we, as I already kind of teasered, we are working on integrating LLM technology in certain areas across our product landscape. We're currently evaluating where it makes sense. So we're basically doing exactly those steps. We're breaking down the different problems that we have, and we're analyzing where can we actually use large language models to the best of their potential. And and we're very much looking forward to present our clients, our customers, with those new solutions and with a, let's say, more natural seeming dialogue experience when people are calling into the practices to get their answers that they want.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Okay. And should viewers or listeners or external stakeholders to RNAi or people interested in this topic, where should they follow up with you or find more information about the work that you're doing?
Check out our website, aaron.ai, and hook me up on LinkedIn.
Sweet. Awesome. All right, Patrick. Well, I'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you next time.